Now, float out of your body, up above the scene, and look down from a neutral, dissociated perspective. See yourself and the other person, and watch again what occurred. This time, pay particular attention to the behavior of the other person. As you see the interaction, watch yourself, and also watch the other person. How are they standing, moving, or sitting? What is their posture like? Their breathing rate? Their tone of voice? Their facial expression? What do you know about them in relationship to their experiences? What do you know about their personal history?
Factor these in. As you do, imagine floating down into that other person and actually become them. Mold your body to match their body posture. And now that you've become that person, look back at yourself and relive the experience from the other person's point of view.
Once you have thoroughly done that, feel yourself floating out to the side of the interaction. So far, you've considered the situation through your own eyes, your own experience, from first position, and you've considered it through the eyes of the other and their experience, which is second position.
Now we'd like you to take a third position on the same issue. Watch it fully, seeing and hearing both you and the other person over there in the distance.
Now float over, back into yourself, and re-experience the situation fully.
Notice what you now know from having gone to second and third position that you didn't know before. How have your feelings changed about the situation?
Most people will report that they feel less charged or have less intense feelings about the situation. But even more important is the new perspective gained as a result of doing this process. Robert Diltz, one of the developers of NLP, said, "Excellence is a passionate commitment to something from first position."
But he said, "Wisdom is the ability to consciously move back and forth between first, second, and third position. The more fully and completely you can do that, the more you will enhance your own personal power. You'll also enhance your own ability to maintain a resourceful thinking process, whether you're negotiating or giving a presentation, approaching a new customer, or dealing with your child. As you use the processes that we've discussed on this tape, you'll increase your mental flexibility and your ability to deal powerfully and positively with a variety of people and situations."
Take time right now to think of a situation where you feel fearful or you would like to have more behavioral choice. Do the exercise of changing the association and dissociation of your memories. Take the pleasant life memories and make sure that you're associated in them so that the joy and life of those experiences truly touch you.
Then take the unpleasant, distressing, life-deceasing memories and dissociate from them. Students of ours who've done this for 10 minutes a day found that in 2 weeks their brains got the idea, and from then on, all their unpleasant memories were dissociated. The fun, enjoyable, and pleasurable memories of their lives were more easily available to them as resources for their future.